Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah,
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go. Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show before the 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When pesos fit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your half beams are fog like shat drop bombs. Info like triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bombs. Need some info like triple W's. Western World ONE.com. It's a thin slide. And it's live. And it's live. And it's live. And it's live. And it's live.
Sleep Dilla Productions, WesternWorld.com, www.WesternWorldOne.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What else? We in the building, man. We in the building live, man. It's your boy, Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. You tuned in to me. Man, how y'all feeling out there, man? It's a beautiful day today. Well, it's a little gloomy. Oh, excuse me, man. Y'all got to excuse me, man. I'm on air sneezing that thing. I got these little sinuses going on. But, man, today is going to be a beautiful show, man. Understand it. It's like I call this a double hitter, man. You know, let me see here. This show today, man. Quid pro quo. The debt, man. You already know. Quid pro quo. The debt, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, in a quid pro quo, it's like something in exchange for something, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? You scratch my back, I scratch your back. Tit for tat. This is yours. You know what I'm saying? You do this for me and I got you. Okay, what it is? Sexual. For some money. For the love of money. You know what I'm saying? But then you got that dip, you know what I'm saying? You got that dip, you know what I'm saying? And that dip is like, okay, you know, and this is where it comes in with this, you know what I'm saying? Man, you're at the workplace, you know what I'm saying? You know, because a lot of people use quid pro quo, you know what I'm saying, the workplace. You know what I'm saying? It's something like when you watch something like a little clip in human resources or whatever, and they hit you with that, you know, they hit you with the, you know, people with higher power normally would get this, like your boss or the president of the company or the owner of the label, you know what I'm saying, something like that, and they come at you saying, like, you know, hey, man, you know, you scratch my back, or you scratch my itch, I make sure that you get in a higher position, or you do this. What we call it today is, what, politicking? That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Politicking. But, you know, you got this dip. You know what I'm saying? You got a dip at the workplace, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say the double hitter. You know what I'm saying? Your dip at the workplace, is that is that loads of fun, or is it a, you know what I'm saying, it was a load of gun? And a load of gun means, do you feel guilty afterwards to where you just want to, you know what I'm saying, after scratching somebody's back, and you got to go home to your family? Is that something that, you know, that you count into? I don't know, man. But look, man, we go check this out. Y'all want to call in, people? We're at the number here is 347-838-9106. We get the number here is 347-838-9106. Let's go.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Sleeping in my mama crib, even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent, no heater but a nigga may eat, may I vent, had a thing for you, even wrote a song, dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring, for your childish shit, you know childish shit, anonymous flower scent, you know coward shit, now niggas signed a hoe, took a power trip, back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same clubs that I used to get tossed out, life got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in this bitch and I'm totally bossed out, 06 trying cause they know that they lost out, but I'm still on you, I'm still on you, my drinks still on me, while I fell on you, I'm saying,
would you believe me if I said I'm in love, baby, I want you to want me, would you believe me if I said I'm in love, baby, I want you,
and we are,
gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the fuck, it'll be the longest bust ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And fuck it, I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she want a nigga. Wiping in the club, man. My homies gon' disown a nigga. Like, give me $20. Ask me how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay, but you got a nigga freeze frame yelling, please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just fuck up one time and be through it forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want?
We are, we are, we are, always hanging with love songs. We are, we are, we are, got me up all night.
rapping all night. Hey.
Okay, cool, cool, man. We back in the building, man. Let me see here. Let me get my little stuff together, man. Don't say why we mom get mom my little stuff together anyway. I'm gonna go ahead and just do it like this. Yeah, call in, man. The number here is 347-838-9106. You already know, hit that one button. We talk about this, man. Quid pro quo. AKA the dip. You see, I put my own little twist to it, right? Alright. Now let me tell y'all what quid pro quo means, man. It means in exchange for goods, services, you know what I'm saying? And speaking, often used the term means a favor for a favor. Phrases similar meaning that give or take. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Do this mean that you dip? You know what I'm saying? Now we got this, man, the workplace. You got a dip. You know what I'm saying? Is it loads of fun or is it load of gun? And what I mean by the loaded gun is you get your back scratched. You know, you're guilty or you cool about it? You know what I'm saying? You did what you had to do. You know what I'm saying? Put ends being on the table. What? You know what I'm saying? What? You know what I'm saying? You ain't worried about it. I don't know, people. But this here, man, this is a good, you know what I'm saying? This is like one of the best topics, man. I might not get no call in for this one here. A lot of people are like, man, look, man. Dude, what you talking about, man? Cut the mic. Yeah. And also, too, man, you know, laid up on the show, man, I got my man Dave Diller, man, we heard from him in a minute, man, he'll be online. You know what I'm saying? He's going to come up and give some of his latest music that we got. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be blessing on Fridays, man, but, you know, we're going to bless it today. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, call in, represent your boy, man. All right, so today's topic, man, quid pro quo, the dip. I guess, you know, since I'm keeping up with the rapper today, man, so I guess we did raps yesterday, man, but we're going to do rap music today, too, man, all right? Y'all don't mind, right? I know y'all would. Let's go.
Kill it. I said I think it's time to kill it. Bitch, I'm sexy as fuck. You ain't even gotta tell me. I ride around the park. I fuck my girl R. Kelly. Tell her make me a sandwich. No pee-pee and jelly. She look back like, God damn, what you think? This a deli? I'm screaming, hell yeah, true. Hell yeah, whoa. That shit make her love me more. And she know I love her too. She know I've been to hell and through. I need what Revan's do. Power of the revenue got me up to the innocent too. Ooh, I gotta shine, boy, I be a star. On fire, that's a meteor. So I'm either or. On TV with a reader or. Set your DVR. Stacking money face to face. What that mean? CPR? Every day to day gay. Gay bang, match paint. D-Town, I ride around. Me and my doll like Charlie Brown. Just trying to get that white money. You know, counting KKKK. On a day-to-day-to-day base. Then vacay for 8 days. Ooh. You know, motherfuckers taking a vacation. Put palm trees up in my house and have a staycation. Getting paid while I'm chilling, that's a vacation. Full glass of champagne. Oh,
no, you can't.
I've seen cars, switch up, seen hoes, switch up, seen money. I'll switch up when the days get dimmer. Who gon' leave you there and who gon' leave with ya? This is for the ones that's always riding with ya. Ain't switch, I ain't switch up. Nah, I ain't switch up. The same me. No, I ain't switch up. The same team. No, I ain't switch up. God, I ain't switch up. I think it's time to kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it.
Kill it.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. I said I think it's time to kill it.
Bought a Cadillac, now I'm Cadillac Tom. She ride right, but I'm riding right. Put a Cadillac on that lawn. Might even let her be gay. Might even let her be strong. Might even let her be push. She never meet my mom. Shottown is my town. I ride around like I'm lying down. Southside, my eyes down. I'm the shit, y'all fly around. I'm in my mode today. Saying what the fuck I'm supposed to say. Moving, making money. Got them trash bags, bags. Smoke Sheba with leaders. Pussy sweeter, I eat her. Got strippers and divas. Plus some cougars and cheetahs. Oh, oh, you wear good. Put me on like Bonita. I said, ease up, ease up, ease up. Ain't nobody fucking with my clique.
All these bad bitches, man, they want us.
They do.
All I care about's my crew, my family and women. Except these women that's hoeing, and these hoes that be stealing, trying to get them a cut. That's how you end up with stitches. I tell a bitch, quit playing and play your position. Either move or get devoured. Fuck a coward. I be fresher than these motherfuckers. Head to sew if I rock Eddie Bauer, but I don't. Or I go. Everything I do it overboard. Michael Phelps splash. Smile for the Polaroid. Self-employed. Now you self-employed. Deep boy. Never told, but I still got more lines than corduroy. And I'm with the same crew until I'm an old man. Cause ain't no such thing as new old friends. I'm saying.
I've seen cars. Switch up. Seen hoes. Switch up. Seen money. All switch up when the days get dimmer. Who gon' leave you there and who gon' leave with ya? This is for the ones that's always riding with you. Ain't switch.
I ain't switch up. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up.
Oh.
This ain't me. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up.
Oh.
This ain't team. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up.
God.
I ain't switch up. I think it's time to kill it.
Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it.
Kill it.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it.
I said I think it's time to kill it.
God.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
On Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
You suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
All right, let's get it, man.
All right, man. Well, check it out.
That's what we're talking about. Quid pro quo. A lot of people don't want to call in on this. I see the phone lines ringing up, man, but y'all just want to listen, huh? All right, this is what I do, then. I ain't going to, you know, I'm just going to give a little story right quick. Let me do this here. Give a little story. All right. Most working people, man, they can relate to this here. You know what I'm saying? You at the job, You know what I'm saying? You see that, you know, and I always feel like this. Nobody's ever better than nobody. You know what I'm saying? But when you at the job, you feel like you're better than everybody. You can do on every position, everything they throw at you, and you're not getting paid enough. Okay? But your boss, your supervisor come to you, and he tell you, hey, you know, I tell you what, man, you know, I can make this, you know what I'm saying? You know, I could give you an extra $3, $4, $5 on your check. You know what I'm saying? You look out for me, man. Scratch an itch for me. You know, the itch might be between my legs, whatever. Are you going to do it? Okay. And then, you know, you do it a little bit, then it start turning a little bit into a dip. That's why I say AKA the dip. Because you're dipping off. You know, some people might do something because of it's their family. You know what I'm saying? Some people might just, you know, they might just do it because, you know, they gotta, you know, they gotta pay, they gotta, you know, they gotta put food on the table, man. It's even with the rappers. I do it like the rap world. You know what I'm saying? Quid pro quo. You know what I'm saying? You got a female, you know what I'm saying? A major, you know what I'm saying, owner of a rap label. And she's like, man, Joe, you know, I tell you what. You know, you scratch this itch, boy. I need you to do this for me. We're going to take sexual out of it. I need you to do this for me. In order for you to get on, this is what I need you to do. And you do it, right? You know what I'm saying? And it turned into, you know, it could turn into that dip. What is the person you turn to, you know what I'm saying, when you need something? You know, I mean, are you going to do it to put the food on the table and so you don't feel guilty about it? Is it fun? You know what I'm saying? Or is it a loaded gun? You playing with that Russian roulette bullet? I don't know, people. So now when you look at the word quid pro quo, I think that's in our everyday lifestyle. Man, this quid pro quo in everything that we do. You want me to do something for you, this is what you gotta do for me. It ain't never just that you know, that agape love, you know, says Jesus had designed us to be, but he was like, you know, you're supposed to love unconditionally and just do it for the love, you know what I'm saying? Wow. That's deep. That's deep. Well, alright, man, to the panel call in, man, I'm gonna play another track for you guys. It's right here, man. Call in. The number here is 347-838-9106. Today's topic is quid pro quo, aka the dip. Alright? That's crazy. Let's go.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. In that automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Bands is in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where the team so strong and flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We ain't in B. They think they seeing me, but they ain't seen shit.
Man, they ain't seen shit.
Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. All in my zone, all on my own. Open that pack, rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it.
so buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Meals on my ride. You kept me swerving all of your side of town, but for bitch, don't kill my vibe. Don't blow my high, then blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly. Your baby daddy, dear, respect me, black, yeah, I. That no lie, I'm on my 12, blowing circles in the air. Her that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Put it in me. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. Me and all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free love. Surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stunt, low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a Jeep about to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hard clippers, I'm faded.
Trippy.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Yeah. Turn it up loud. Grab another round. Man, that's the anthem, man. I don't care where you at, man. On the weekend, man, that's the anthem, Joe. This is what we do. This is how we do it. Hey, man, well, today, man, the topic for the day is, man, quid pro quo, a.k.a. the dip. All right. Now, we give y'all a definition of what quid pro quo is. Right? It basically means an exchange for goods and services. Right? We can often terms mean that a favor for a favor. Phrases similar meaning included like give and take. You know what I'm saying? You scratch my back and I scratch your back. Now, when I say the double hitter, it is the dip, okay? You at the workplace, because quid pro quo is mainly used in the workplace. You know, when you go through the HR, they tell you that's what it is. You know, when people try to use a position of power to try to get you in a position, in a higher position, or give you a couple of dollars on the table because they want you to do favors for them. You know, that's what they do. As you can file harassment charges on that too. I don't know if you people know about that, but now this quid pro quo turns into the dip now. Man, is it loads of fun now because you're at the workplace, you do your thing, or is it a load of gun? You just doing it to make ends meet. Do you feel guilty after you scratch that back and put that gun up to your head? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Man, Joe. This right here, man, we... I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to do it like this, man. brother right here, man. You know, he be having a mouthful here, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Without further ado, man. LB.
What's going on? What's going on?
LB is in the building. What's up, bro? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling wonderful, man. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. God is good.
I give you a double applause, man.
Yeah. First of all, let's hit on the point of the barter system. The barter system is a system that has been put in place and implemented many years ago when our ancestors didn't have money. And so we couldn't exchange goods for money. We can only exchange goods for goods. Now, you couldn't complain back then about goods for money because of the simple reason why, I mean, goods for goods, because, you know, you still was receiving something, and, you know, the other party was getting what they wanted, so both parties were, you know, pretty decent and pretty good in that fact, in that aspect. But fast forwarding to modern times, the barter system is flawed because no matter how you look at things, you will always feel like you got slighted, like somebody got more over on you than what you anticipated. Prime example. Me, I'm a contractor, and my landlord wants XYZ services done. Well, he feels, because he's living in my building, so on and so forth, that, you know, I mean, I'm living in this building, so on and so forth, that, hey, you know, he can get a discount for my services. I might be behind in rent or whatever. Rent is $400. To paint a whole full apartment and get everything up and going, he may say, well, $300. Well, at the moment, I feel slighted because $300 for this full entire apartment, if you were a regular homeowner, I wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't, it would be a lot cheaper. You know, I mean, a lot more expensive. I would charge a homeowner if it was a homeowner's apartment, they'd charge a lot more money. But, you know, he like, well, it's only worth. Now you're put into a situation where you're exchanging services for services, and one person gets over on the other person. Now, in the workplace, it's, I guess, the same thing.
Wow.
One person is getting more than the other, so it never really truly works out. For that time being, it looks like somebody is, you know, like, okay, I'm getting what I wanted. But then when you really start to do the math and start putting things together, you're like, I'm being taken.
Right.
You know, I'm being taken for whatever, you know, and whatever, whoever's doing it is taking me, and I'm being took. So that's how I view it, you know.
Well, let's do it like this too. So do you think quid pro quo is basically for somebody that really have something with their interest? So quid pro quo is not really for just anybody, right? You got to really have something to give something, basically.
Right. You have to really have something to give something in order for it to work out in your favor. You know,
correct.
But if you don't really have anything, you know, it's really not going to work out in your favor. Because at the end of the day, you're still going to feel like you're being, you know, being slighted.
Wow. Okay. So now Yeah, so it it almost eliminates the dip there, because a dip can be a quid pro quo because you get something for it, but everybody can get a dip. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay. It's making sense. It's making a lot of sense here. But what if you got that quid pro quo dip? The favor's a little bit broadened a little bit. You know what I mean? Okay. Wow. Man, so we got quid pro quo dips. Oh, we got a new word, bro. We just created a new word on Western World One Network. If you're not a quid pro quo dip, you're nothing. But if you're just a dip, you're just a dip. Thanks, LV. Don't get quiet now, dog. No, man. See, the reason why I brought this quid pro quo up, man, is because this is what's going on right now in the workplace. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
It's going on. Let me see here. It's going on right now in the world.
Give me an example.
I'm going to give you two. All right?
Okay.
The first one is, all right, I'm going to go good. All right. I've been knowing a person for a long time, right? I don't know nothing about this person. I just know I've just been knowing them for a long time, but I don't know what this person do. I don't know what's going on, but then I figured out this person is, let's just say, a secretary, right? She do secretarial work for the mayor's office. And I need to get something done. You know what I'm saying? I need some paperwork passed downtown, you know what I'm saying, the mayor's office. And I've been knowing this person forever, and I never barred none of that. We just was always friends. And I turn around and I say, okay, well, hey, man, can you put this paperwork in so I can, you know, say, get whatever it is I need to get done? She tell you, yeah. What you going to do for me? So, do this turn into a dip status? Or do this turn into, you know, a favor for a favor? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
do this mean you? Go ahead.
I'd say to answer that question, it all depends on what you're really trying to get out of the situation. You know, yes, it can kind of turn into a dip status. But if you're trying not to go in that arena, because see what happens is it becomes very messy and sticky at the end of the conversation. At the end of the whole transaction, it becomes very messy and sticky. But I did this for you. I did this for you. You know, it's always a pointing of a finger. What I did. So at the end of it all, you know, you're sitting back, you're holding the bag because of what someone, you know, what you were trying to get out of it. And
wow. That
sometimes that's not always, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's best just to leave things as is. First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain something to you. As an old timer once told me, two things he told me. You'll never lose women chasing money, but you'll always lose money chasing women.
That's
first
man,
level.
Hold on. Say it again. Say it again. That boy good.
You will never lose women chasing money. but you'll always lose money chasing women.
Wow.
Meaning that if I'm constantly in the street trying to chase the woman, that means I'm not standing on my square and trying to get the job done.
Right.
But if I'm trying to get the job done and the woman sees me trying to get the job done and at the end of the job is being done, I have XYZ dollars in my pocket, she'll always chase me because why? She's ultimately chasing that dollar. So she's going to chase me. And many women have failed. Many women have failed by chasing the man with the money instead of chasing the money.
Right.
Lesson number one. Lesson number two. Never get your bread and your meat from the same store. Meaning, never get your bread and meat from the same store. These are lessons that I was taught that you just don't do. Why? Because at the end of it all, when you're out chasing this woman at the same place where you get your money from, you will always mess your money up. Always. There's no two ways about it. Because eventually it gets messy, it gets sick.
Well, now, man, dude, you coming with the pay today, ain't you?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you know, a lot of times we don't look at it in that because we let our own egos get in the way of what we want. I gave you a prime example. I'm first and foremost always a man of God, and first and foremost, once I got delivered, and this is still a work in process, ladies and gentlemen. It's not something that just happens overnight. It's still a work in progress. But I learned to prioritize my needs and wants. And unfortunately, man puts himself in a position because he wants so much, but God is only going to give you what you need.
Right.
Example.
Okay. Go ahead.
Example. A lady told me this past week, she says, my husband, my husband that I have right now is exactly what I want. And I said, no. Your husband is exactly what you need. The husband that you have right now is exactly what you need. Because if God had given you what you exactly wanted, you would have wanted more. Because he wasn't going to be able to fulfill your need. God quenched your thirst and gave you something to quench your thirst. You may have wanted to have pop. But as everybody knows, it doesn't really fully quench your thirst like water. Water does so much more things to your system.
Right.
Versus what a pop would do. There's nothing like purity. When you have purity, that's what it is. So, in the workplace, we want to have a dip. Do you need a dip? No. You want to have a dip. Now you're wondering why you're going through the problems that you're going through. Because you let your wants outweigh what you needed.
Right.
You got greedy. Got to choose your battles that you play in, baby. What battle you want to fight? Can't fight them all.
Right. So, man, so when you come to the quid pro quo, and you know, say you got the purities and the impurities in it, it's like the word can be good and bad at the same time, but you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure these things out, man. We're gonna go ahead and take a quick break. Then we'll come back to the table, man. We're gonna scratch it up a little bit, see what we're gonna do. Man, we got LB on the line on the panel today with us. And, man, bring it in. All right, let's go.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
Catch your body, head to Houston.
I'm in Cuba, I love Cubans. This communist talk is so confusing. When it's from China, the very mic that I'm using. Idiot win, the Bob Dylan, the rap music. You're an idiot, baby, you should become a student. Or you gon' learn today. Where the fuck have you been? The world's under new management. The new role model, fuck this Zoolander shit.
Knowledge, y'all gonna be
And we back, man. We back in the building, man. L. Dilla, you there?
What's up? What's up? Yep.
That's what it is, man. I'm giving you some music, yeah. Man. Right,
man,
so
y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today.
Hey, tell him quid pro quo, aka the dip. Man, so basically, man. We pretty much got the, you know, the definite definition for it, man. You know what I'm saying? When you hear that word quid pro quo, you know what I'm saying, in our urban American community, a lot of black people don't know what that means. So you can be a dip, or you can be somebody that's trying to get set up out of you, man, because they want something from you. You got to give in order to receive. You can use that whatever way you want to use it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, the thing of it is this, Dennis, is, you know, we're a slave as it is here in America. We're, you know, within your lives, you know, we're slaves. We're slaves to a lot of things. It's just you got to determine what you're going to be a slave to. And that's the reason why I say that. A lot of times you could be slighted upon the fact of saying, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. Because we could be a slave to a lot of different things. Prime example is you have to control how much of a slave are you going to be to a certain thing. And what I mean by that is doing something constantly residual. We're going to be a slave to the electric company. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. We're always going to be a slave to the electric company. We're always going to be a slave to the gas company. We're always going to be a slave to where we live because we're going to have to pay taxes. But are you going to be a slave to another human being? Because like I said, at some point in time, you're going to feel slighted. Controlling. How much of a slave are you going to be? Somebody made me get more out of the deal than what you're receiving.
Wow. Well, do you think that, you know, you said how much of it are you going to be? So it's like you kind of aware with what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you said slavery, man, that's crazy too, man, because we still in a maze. You know, it's nothing that you can really say or do, man, to really come up out of that.
You know
what I'm saying? We could talk all day about I'm free, I'm this, I'm that, but if you're not financial freedom, man, you're not free, dog, because you got to pay something all day, every day for the rest of your life. You got to give something up in order to get. Meaning that, you know, people say they putting ends meet on the table for their family or they going to work for their family, but you got to sacrifice you so your family could be happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how could you even enjoy your family?
Well,
you
see it every day. Certain sacrifices, and this is the whole, this is where we as a culture, our culture, the black culture here in America, have languished and lacked. And it's because every generation is supposed to be getting better than the next generation. Unfortunately, our generation is going backwards as our mothers and fathers fought. A lot of our parents and grandparents fought for us to have these certain freedoms, the freedom to go into any community, the freedom to drive in any community, to use the restroom anywhere, the freedom to the freedom of not to be called a nigger. However you want to pronounce the word. The freedom of being able to vote, to have a proper say-so in a situation. These freedoms that our grandparents and parents fought for are being taken for granted, that we're supposed to have these things. And it wasn't, and we're not realizing it wasn't until the mid-1970s, that these freedoms that we are enjoying today are being taken advantage of. We're not actually embracing it and going to that next level because we don't understand what our parents put together. You're supposed to capitalize and be better than the next. So when you're talking about slavery and that we're steadily doing the same thing over and over again, first and foremost, in our Bibles, God says, God will help those who help themselves. Meaning, you have to put that first foot forward. So that means you have to pay first, and then you'll receive a good. This is a system that we've always lived in. Give. You have to give in order to receive. This is the system we live in. Giving, receiving. Giving, receiving. So I cannot complain about me giving. I can only complain if I don't receive. I did my part when I gave. But now I'm upset because I have not received. We will always be a slave to something. Controlling how much of a slave you be in your life is up to you.
Wow.
I leave you with this. Let me say this real quick. I leave you with this. My father worked for CTA. My father was a dental technician. My father was off into real estate, buying homes, renting them out and selling them. My father was off into politics. My father had his own newspaper company. My father was off into a lot of things, and all in order to ensure a better lifestyle for his family. That's what gave him a peace of mind. That's what got him away from slavery. A peace of mind of knowing that what I'm doing is going to pay off in the long run because my family will not have to work as hard. My father's in his 70s now. This is where hard work and sacrifice pays off. He's in his 70s now. Does he have to get up and go to work? No. Does he have to go and scuffle out here to make sure that the dollar is going to come in? No. Because even if his kids did not have enough sense to understand that he was opening a door, all they had to do was walk through it. He knew at the end of the day, if you don't capitalize off of it, I'm going to capitalize off of it. So when I see people scuffling out here that 70, 80 years old still trying to make some money, I sit back and I look at my father and I say, hey, he's at the finish line with the flag waving. He don't have to do anything. Is he a slave? No, he's not a slave. Because why? He bought his freedom a long time ago. Now he can capitalize on his freedom. He has a peace of mind, and that's a freedom that a lot of people can't afford. Even people who are rich, who have money upon money, cannot pay for a peace of mind. My father has a peace of mind, and that's what we as a people should be striving towards. A peace of mind. I'm at peace with myself.
That's what I'm talking about, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's that's smooth how you broke it down. Where, as even we look at it as turn quid pro quo, we take out the debt part. He accomplished all these things and, you know, and now he's at an age, whereas now they even went up on retirement. Now you got to be like almost like 70 something now. He used to be what, 65 years old. Now you got to be 70 some years old, and then you might not even get money from SSI, whatever it is that you think that you're gonna get, and they're gonna give you just enough to have you living in an area that you can afford. You know what I'm saying? If you get $2,000 a month, you're not going to be in an area that's $5,000 a month in order to live. You see what I'm saying? You already been labeled to where they're going to send you at. That's why a lot of people move from here to Arizona. You know what I'm saying? But your father turned around and had these business for newspaper stands to, you know, the construction to everything that he's doing that he's instilling in you. That's a peace of mind, like you said, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it works in a good way. And then that way, when you look at it too as slavery, when you, that's what they used to always say back in the days, you know what I'm saying? That peace of mind was singing. That peace of mind was trying to learn how to read. You know what I'm saying? That peace of mind was, they know that one day that they was going to be free in order to make a better life for their family, for the ones that they have. And that kind of like, I see where it eliminates the racism or it eliminates the fact of the slave, because you already know that's the 13th Amendment. You know what I'm saying? When you're awarded to the state, that's what you are, you know? So I tell people, man, you know what I'm saying, they were like, man, it wasn't my time when I was younger, you know what I'm saying, or this day and age to the young people, like, man, you know, my ancestors or whatever, they got nothing to do with me right now. But they make you and they remind you of your amendments, that 13th Amendment. So everything that was going on in the past was absolutely true. It's whether what you believe or whatever you feel that grabbed your attention, was it because they put you on that tree and hung you and, you know, they cut your private part off, pull it out your throat. Whether they believe Martin Luther King, what he did was what he said the peace speech in Washington. You know what I'm saying? Whether even Minister Farrakhan or Minister Malcolm X. You know, when he was speaking, he. One thing he said, man, that I love about it, we were talking about that in the car. He said, hey, man, he said, don't, if you hate the truth, don't blame me, blame it on the truth. meaning that leave me alone. I'm just saying what the truth's saying. Hate the truth, you know, or prove the truth wrong. If you know that you are this person and they telling the truth about you, switch it up. If you hate hearing that this is the type of person that you are, if it's in a negative way, change it. Dude, you really, you know what I'm saying? You dropped the bomb, LB, man. You got people putting on their thinking caps today, bruh. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know, they say the truth will set you free. And, you know, since we're talking about that, you know, the truth will set you free. It will set you free. But are you willing to be free? A lot of people are not willing to be free. They're scared to be free. Because where freedom with freedom comes responsibility. Vernon Jarrett, when I was in college, I heard Vernon Jarrett, and I don't know if anybody who knows who Vernon Jarrett is, look the name up, who Vernon Jarrett is. He was a very famous black columnist that wrote for the Sun-Times. And he did Tribune sometimes too. Vernon Jarrett said, responsibility, all responsibility means is respond with ability. I was in college when he said that. Respond with ability. With freedom comes responsibility. In order for you to get somewhere, you have to act responsible. You're going to have to pay these bills. You're going to have to be accountable for your actions. You're going to have to be accountable for your children's actions. You just can't pass the buck and say, well, this, that, and the other. You have to be accountable for your actions. If you do not be accountable for your actions, you will always find yourself in the position of being a slave. Because eventually, you're too ignorant to even know. Here in Chicago, they shut down 50 schools they shut down. 50 schools they shut down here.
It's crazy.
Highest number ever shut down. But now, what does that do? Now the parents have to be responsible. Because no longer can you put that responsibility of your child's education on the school. You have to put it upon yourself. With freedom comes responsibility. You want it to be equal? This is what comes along with equality. You have to understand what league you're playing in now. When you played junior baseball, you played as a junior. When you came to high school, it was a little bit more competition. But now that you're in the majors, there's no room for excuses. There's no room for any of this. You have to go in and be responsible and carry your own weight. While you at your job and you asking such and such for a favor, and such want another favor in return, the dip wants a favor in return. At the end of the day, you have to think this out. Is this responsible behavior that I'm doing right here? Because I just may end up with the short end of this stick. Respond with ability.
Right, bro. Let me ask you this, man. Let's go with the, let's go back a little bit. The schools. Don't you think that even with the schools, man, they had enough money? They don't cut a lot of stuff, right? So the the way the schools was working, they was pretty much working off the government funding. You know, because if it's a Chicago public school system, we pay all these taxes. Why they shut down these schools? You know, I can't blame it on the kid, because it's not the kid's fault. You know what I'm saying? The teachers, they eliminated these teachers. Then they got it to the point to where if they shut down these schools and they got teachers that's going to a whole other school with their class, so that way they can feel good in the environment. So now that they got these teachers, they just say the teacher ain't even been on the job 6 months yet, right? They start to get to know, you know, their class and everything, right? But they make them comfortable enough for the move, then they get rid of them and put a teacher in that's already been in a play, or been in that building, with that school that they at now, you know. And let's say you that kid, you got to travel through all these war zones. You know what I'm saying? You got to go through 3 or 4 of them just to get home on a daily basis, dog. You know, growing up, you know what I'm saying? I grew up with, what, Gangster Disciples, right? So that's in my area. You know what I'm saying? I also grew up with Lane Kings. You know what I'm saying? So that's in my area. You know what I'm saying? It's family members that's vice lords. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's in my area. Can you imagine going through all them zones just to go to school and learn something? They automatically set your child up for failure because they're going to get scared. Something might happen. You know, you that working person, you got to get to work. What do you do is give your child a couple of dollars, kiss them on the forehead and say, hey, baby, have a good day at school. And then they make it so bad, they reroute these bus routes for certain ways. So, you know, say so the kid can get on the bus, but it's only so far. Meaning that, you know, if you want to go to a casino, you got to go downtown and catch that casino express bus. They ain't going to come to the crib and pick you up. It's crazy, man, how this world is starting to operate. And then that thing, too, is why they shut down a Darren Ryan. Give me that story, too, brother, why they shut down a Darren Ryan.
Darren Ryan was shut down. Yes, it did need repairing. No
doubt. The red line.
Yes, the red line needed repairing. That's here in Chicago. Yes, the main artery to get from 95th all the way to downtown, the main artery. But who stays on the south side of Chicago? Mainly poor African-Americans and Mexicans. So, summertime is coming up. A lot of people already out committing crimes before. So what better way to have a nice tourist season this summer? Chicago is already painted as a murder capital. Now understand this. Murder is not happening everywhere here in Chicago. There's nobody has ever sat up there and actually said, if you are part of that world, that's what's going to happen to you in that world. But you're not a part of that world, it's not going to happen to you. So if I'm not a gangbanger, gangbangers are not going to target me. So I'm not affiliated, I'm not associated with any of that type of shenanigans, no way, shape, form, or fashion. So they got you coming and going on the Fear Act. But they shut the whole red line down because why? To keep blacks from going downtown through the whole summer, they shut the whole red line down. Now you can't even get downtown and enjoy a different environment than the environment that you grew up in. Because why? The unsavories get on that same hill and go downtown and wreak havoc upon people who just want a normal, everyday life.